You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Your body is talking to you. Are you listening? Join Coach Stephanie Wood as they let you in on the little-known secrets of your body. Every day, you will walk a little prouder as you and your body merge into the whole person that you have always strived to be. After all, what's not to love about you? Body confidence is the expectation of a positive outcome. Are you ready for a fun-filled, informative hour that will give you and your body confidence?
Hi, everyone. This is Coach Stephanie Wood with my wonderful colleague, Coach Sharon Shrieky. We're here at the Body Confidence Law of Attraction, Your Way style, where we meet online on Zoom every week, and you can find us at the Law of Attraction Radio Network. Again, we're Body Confidence, LOA style. And before we go into our topic today, because we have people write in to us about what is getting in their way and how can they better use body confidence to ensure them better results with any obstacles that they're involved in. So, Sharon, I know you're up to something this week. Tell everybody.
Yes. I'm always up to something. A lot of fun and action happening. But I'm doing a lot of coaching around relationships and around different things in our lives. And what I'd like to do is put myself out for everybody out there or anybody who wants to have that experience. I know that you as well. We both offer that. Little 30-minute session to get the feel for what coaching is and to understand that coaching is just living life on purpose, living your life the way you want to. And the coach is there just as a support and as a partner to get you to understand, to realize what it is you want and how to get it. And as a support and a cheerleader sort of to give you that oomph and that excitement. And so I just wanted to put that out. And if anybody's interested in contacting me, they can email me at sharonshrieky@gmail.com. That's sharonshrieky@gmail.com. Thank you. How about you, Steph? What have you been up to?
Well, I really like, that the two of us have different specialties within our coaching practices. You have relationships and, you branch out into other specialties as well. And what I like to do is apply my body knowledge system, which is a new lens of seeing solutions to any obstacles that are in your way. So what us coaches do is we have a lot of tools and techniques that we have learned through the universities that we have studied under, the certifications that we have studied under. And this way we can come to our conversations with different tools and techniques to attach what we believe would help you. And you could find me at Body Awe, B-A-B-O, I can't spell body anymore, B-O-D-Y-A-W-E, bodyawe.com. Or you can call me at my toll-free number, 866-76-COACH, C-O-A-C-H. And we can get in touch with each other that way, or just email me on my site on the contact page. And Sharon, we were discussing earlier in the week, this woman wrote, "It's time for my business to move into a larger space. We can afford the upgrade, yet I feel scared. How can I move into a place of accepting a reasonable amount of risk so that my business can grow? And how can I use my elevated body confidence to help me move into this larger space?" So when you heard me read that, what came up for you?
So what came up for me is that there's a lot of body confidence involved in that. And I think that when someone has to take a risk, they feel it in their body. Don't you think? Like, mm-hmm. I I put myself in that person's place, and I say, wow, they probably feel that in the pit of their stomach. I need to take a risk. And so I think that's where we need to get. I think that body confidence is the key, since that's what we're feeling when we have to take a risk. That's the area to go to first.
But don't you find it interesting that she is experiencing risk? And I guess what would you say her body, you know, you said, you know, you're feeling something in the pit of your stomach, but then does your mind go, oh, come on, get over it. You're just right. Moving into a larger space. What is the big deal?
Right. Or the mind might go to what's going to happen to me? What if I fail? What if I remember what happened last time I took a risk? Or, you know, the mind, it depends, you know, like that mind is like a child with a knife, you know? And so that mind can go into any creepy place that it wants to go. And I think that, we need to, like you say, body confidence. Definitely there's a place for body confidence in this. And so what came up for you?
What came for me is when she wrote, it's time for my business to move into a larger space. When I saw the phrase larger space, that became like a metaphor for body confidence. Because I know for myself, when I move into, quote, a bigger picture, a larger space, my body says, yeah, go for it. Okay.
Yeah.
So to me, a larger space is larger space for more activity, for more journeys, for more learning. A larger space is not like, you know, you're just in your little den, you know, you're going out into the world, and body confidence can help you go out into the world.
Yeah, I think so, because I'm going to tell you that what happens for me when I think of that question, you know, about what, you know, with the situation that she's going through is, I can empathize with that feeling of how am I going to do this? This is, you know, going into a bigger space is like shedding, you know, change. It's a change, and not everybody feels comfortable with change. And I think that it definitely, like, I'm a very empathetic person, so I feel it already in my body for this woman that's writing in. She's feeling uncomfortable because this is all going to be new. How am I going to pay for this? How am I going to, you know, arrange my things? How, you know, what's going to be with me? I know I'm comfortable where I am today, and I'm familiar with what is my surroundings, and how am I going to handle something that's different on top of all the things that I have already? And so my mind is going to, you know, is already thinking of the things she must be experiencing.
Where the coaching comes in. Would there be any special question that you would ask her?
So I would say, I would just, you know, I think that people reveal what they feel, and everybody has a different feeling towards it. Some people might be looking at the money, and some people might be looking at just the change of scenery that makes them. And so the questions are, you know, through the coaching questions, they come up with their answer. And so, you know, the question would be, so what's going on for you? And then one question leads to the next question, you know, depending on the answers that you get. And it's really all about her. It's all about her, right, Steph?
Well, it's also, you know, her identifying her intentions around her business growing. To me, the business could be synonymous with her family, with how she grows, and asking her, well, are you ready? Well, no, that would be a yes, no. How would you like your business to grow?
Right.
That would be one question.
That's genius, Stephanie, because it is true. It's an issue. It's just getting her to explore how and at what pace she wants to grow. And is she really wanting this, or is this, you know, what are the powers that be here? Is it really what she wants, or is it just, you know, what she feels has to happen? You know, does she want that, or is she just being pushed into it? You know, there's a lot of different factors, and you know, it's living by your rules, I think. And that's what I think that coaching helps us learn, to live by our own rules and what we really want, you know?
Another question I would ask would be, and I always ask how or what questions versus why or yes and no answers, because we want the person to explore their feelings and their intentions, as we know in Law of Attraction. So how would you want your business to grow would be one question. Another question would be, what would feeling scared feel like? Because you brought up feeling scared. So,
exploring fears. Yeah, like, you know.
Yeah, but not to get too technical or analytical. Right. When you feel scared, what do you say to yourself?
I see what you mean. So you just like explore limiting beliefs, you know, and what's going on for them. And it's, you know, through that you're acknowledging them. You know, I think that's...
So when you get scared, what do you say to yourself?
So I would think, so when I read that the letter, I put myself into her shoes, and I felt, you know, how going into a new space is so unfamiliar. You know, it's more, you know, it's one thing that if you're working and you have the issues and you have all kinds of things, and now you have more, you know? So it's the more, it's the unknown, it's what's going to be, you know, what's going to happen to me in this new space. How am I going to do it? I think that's the thing that would come into my brain, you know?
Well, also to add on to that, Law of Attraction promotes the principles around understanding that unknown. Are you thinking that as a positive, or are you thinking that as a negative?
Right. And I think that's amazing that you brought up that you would ask, how do you want to see it? Like, so we're almost painting the picture of what it looks like. And then it becomes doable. It becomes less scary. You know, if it's just about leaving my space, I'm thinking, oh no, how am I going to leave? How am I going to go to a new place, and how am I going to handle it? And it's going to be more money and all those things. But now all of a sudden with your questions, you painted a picture of what it could look like. I could have a desk. I could have all my papers spread out instead of having them all cramped up, and I could see clearly. I could have a conference room. I could, you know, sort of the mind starts to see it, and, you know, Law of Attraction, once it's able to see it, it's able to come to fruition. And so I think that's just like an excellent example of coaching, Steph.
But again, you know, thank you. The unknown could be negative for one person, and it could be positive for another. So what if during our coaching session, I'm afraid of the unknown, she says.
Yeah.
Where would you use some Law of Attraction principles to help her move from that word? That word is just not working for her.
And right. So
if you were in her shoes, like you said, what words would work for you to help you propel?
So instead of unknown is adventure, excitement, there's mystery, you know, it is, you know, there's all kinds of, I think that I would go in that direction, because it is exciting to it's like such a
fun. But then when you're coaching this person, you would just experiment. So you said adventure, you said excitement.
Adventure, yeah, mystery.
Mystery.
You know, And that's answered when you paint the picture of what it can be, what can it look like? And so when you ask those questions, what is going, you know, what does it look like? You know, let's play. We're actually playing, right? We're sketching it out. We're looking at it. We're, you know, I'm using our imagination. And then all of a sudden it becomes less scary. You know,
I don't think scary's even in there anymore.
Right, right. It's not. It's gone.
It's gone. That
the unknown becomes known. Now I can see it. Now I, you know, I'm excited about this. I can do this. And that's the beautiful thing that happens. You know, that shift, Steph. When the person you're working with gets that shift, it's like such an amazing moment. Is so fun. It's so fun.
And even if they don't make that shift, we have left them that day until we meet again the next week with some possibilities that they can mull over and see new venues of looking at things differently. Because, you know, that's why we do body confidence, law of attraction style. Because, again, it's, you know, limiting beliefs. We use a lot of law of attraction principles in our coaching practices. And before we go and wrap up, tell people how to find you.
Okay. Well, you could find me on, you could email me and we could set up a little 30-minute session, a little bit of coaching around anything of your choice. My email is sharonshriki@gmail.com. That's sharonshriqui@gmail.com. And you, Steph?
And again, as me and Sharon will offer you an uplifting body confidence coaching experience, give us a buzz. We'll make an appointment. You can contact me at bodyawe. bodyawe.com or 1-866-76-COACH, COACH. You could just email us or leave a message about experiences that are giving you a little bit of obstacle or something that is really challenging or something that is really, really great that's going on with you where you've used your own body confidence. Now, Sharon, I've been wanting to ask this question before we wrap up. Is, do you think we can give a definition to body confidence?
That's a good question, but I have you. Do you have one? Because you're just like shooting that at me, but I think
I know it just came up. But you're always good at
oh, you like that
grabbing on what I want to know. Well, body confidence to me is we say body and we say confidence. We've heard the words self-esteem, self-image, all those. But body confidence is different because as you talked about in the beginning of our conversation is what do you feel in your body?
Yeah, you know, stuff that comes up for me is like the little brain. You know, people say that our body is like, it's like a part of our brain is in our body. And it gives us information all the time. And so it's body confidence is feeling it's the I can do this. It's the feeling of, and I think that it's a muscle that needs to be exercised. What do you think about it? I think like once you do, it may be weird, funny in the beginning. It feels uncomfortable. It's hard to do. And then when you become good at it, you practice it. You keep doing it. You keep doing it. Then all of a sudden it becomes natural. But it takes time.
Well, and just to include your body sensations, you know, like you mentioned in the beginning of the conversation, the pit in your stomach.
Right.
Now, my brain doesn't feel a pit in your stomach, as far as I know. My body feels the pit in her stomach.
Well, they say that the gut they call it the little brain, they call it, because we feel emotions in our body.
Well, in my body, she's a big brain. I'm sorry. She talks so loud. No, really. Yeah. Little brain, you're insulting her, Sharon.
It's so funny because, you know, when I learned this concept, so I feel fear. I think fear and excitement is a very, very fine line of it. And so we could really, really cross it easily based on our perspective. So we could feel fear to do something, but could also feel tingly and exciting to do it. You know, so you have a little perspective shift, you know, when I think that coaching is the perfect opportunity for that, because the coach gives you that perspective shift, and then you go from fear and you step over that little line towards excitement, towards like adventure.
Well, as we wrap up here, when you bring up fear, what I learned from one of my law of attraction mentors, false evidence appearing real.
Wow, that is great.
But again, there is real fear in our bodies. I mean, God forbid, you know, you're in a fire and you're going to be fearful. You better get the hell out of there. Okay. Right. That's no false evidence appearing real. Okay?
Right. That kind of fear. But this is not that kind of fear. This fear sometimes is a fear that we have to feel and then do it anyway.
Do it anyway. And you know, when you have a good team around you and people that support you, go for it. Right? So for this woman, what would you like to give her some parting words before we leave?
So I feel like, you know, my parting words is that cross that fine line, you know, understand that growth is sometimes uncomfortable, but we need to cross that line instead of making it fear, translate it as excitement. Like, I'm going to do this and it's going to be fun and exciting for me, a new adventure.
Right? And I encourage her to just dance in her larger space.
Yeah, like that.
Nothing like dancing in a large space.
Yeah, I hear you. I love that.
Okay, so I'm going to see you next week.
Yes.
And thank you for your wonderful insights.
All right, thank you as well. Thank you.
Adios.
Adios.
Thanks for joining us today. We will be back with another great show on body confidence. To contact us individually, please send an email to CoachStephanieWood@gmail.com or visit our show page at loaradionetwork.com/body-confidence. See you next week.